Hey, this is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Holiday Leaves at MissMelissa.com and at The Bathtub Mermaid, and that means that here on the podcast, I'm sharing the entries I write on my blog for the Holiday Leaves Project. You can find Holiday Leaves at www.holidayleaves.org. Today's entry is for Monday, the 15th of December, 2014, Hair Apparent. Saturday was Hair Day. Hair Day happens every 6 to 8 weeks, and sometimes it's more elaborate than others. This Saturday was one of the longer sessions because I was doing yet another one of my drastic color changes. So for the last 6 months or so, I've been trying to make purple dye stay in my hair. No matter what brand I tried, it would slide out within a week or two, even with my stylist, Natalie, doing the work. I liked having purple hair. It was dark and interesting, and the color made me happy, but maintaining the purple was a hassle that was driving me crazy. Now, you should understand that since I started doing funky colors in 2008, which was my version of, I guess, a not-quite midlife crisis, because it was right before I turned 40, a couple years, I started by gradually adding pink streaks to my hair for the first time. And since then, I've had base colors from dark brown to platinum blonde, and highlights that range from the aubergine purple I just took out to cotton candy pink. And once only, I bleached my entire head and had it dyed hot pink, but not only did that really kill my hair, it caused me to promise my stylist, Natalie, that I'd never, ever, ever ask her to do that again. So Saturday, I went back to a color I've had before, red, but in a way I haven't done before, because see, always in the past, my reds were those natural color reds, sort of Celtic-y, coppery reds. But Saturday, we did something new. We did a dark auburn base color because we didn't really want to bleach my whole head. And then we highlighted it with Manic Panic's Rock and Roll Red. If you haven't seen this color, if you go to YouTube and find the original video for the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, it's the same color Annie Lennox had in her hair then, before she started going all white. Anyway, it's this vibrant, funky red, and no, there are no pictures anywhere yet, because A, I take sucky selfies, and B, I prefer to be the one taking pictures, not the subject of them, but there may be eventually. But anyway, I could go on to this whole long thing about why I do my hair in Technicolor hues, and when I'm going to stop. We figure maybe when I'm 50 or possibly when I'm 60, but normal hair is boring, and as long as you have the attitude to support it, why not? But the bottom line is, it makes me happy, and it hurts no one, and it's only hair, so if something happens to it, it grows back. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holiday Leaves project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? Visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub.